The Arkansas Court-Appointed Special Advocates Organization has received two national CASA grants to help children in Northeast Arkansas. The year-long grants start in July and total $70,000. The money will be used to help recruit more CASA volunteers in the region, as well as to help those youth who are close to aging out of the foster care system. Susie Culver is an outreach specialist with the Arkansas State CASA Association. She tells about the CASA program.
When a child is taken from a home and the judge declares that it was an appropriate removal, then there is a time element that's involved. If the parents are trying to get the child or the children back through the court system, and during that time while the home is rehabbing or the parents are rehabbing or whatever the issue was that is being addressed by the family and the child is in foster care, then when we have a CASA volunteer available, one is assigned to the case. And usually CASA volunteers, which stand for court-appointed special advocates, usually only take one case, maybe two, if they're really aggressive.
And she says CASA volunteers become the eyes and the ears in representing individual children in court. The trained volunteers conduct meetings with the child and those involved in the child's life to determine what is the best for the child. CASA volunteers file reports for the court, and it helps determine critical issues, like where the child should live and how the child should be cared for. Culver says the volunteers are critical because there is an extreme shortage in the number of people who can represent children in court. So numerous children may be represented by individual caseworkers who may not have spent enough time working on a child's case. Culver says the shortage of volunteers in Northeast Arkansas is in the 2nd, 3rd, and the 16th Judicial Districts, and says the shortage is a major problem.
It's a concern to the state, too, and the state court systems, is that there are so few volunteers. The percentage, every CASA program wants 100% of the children that have been taken into foster care to be represented by a CASA volunteer. And right now in the Northeast Arkansas area, it's about maybe 20 to 30%. So you can see that there are a lot of children that are not getting the benefit of a CASA volunteer. And that's the concern of the state CASA program right now.
Culver says the number of cases of children being placed in foster care continues to grow in every county in Northeast Arkansas.
It's growing. It's going up. And we all know that there are issues, especially in the rural areas of Northeast Arkansas. There are drug problems. And also, there are parents who just need better training on how to be parents to make the home, you know, acceptable and a safe place to raise children. So I would say those are the two main problems. But to get CASA volunteers to help, I think is getting the word out is the issue, giving a little more explanation about what it is CASA volunteers do, and find people in these rural communities who are willing to help.
One of the national CASA grants helps fund a program that is designed to make it easier for youth that are 18 years old to make important life decisions, such as go to college.
And so the Fostering Futures program is another CASA effort to educate the child in foster care and let them know all the options that are available to them. Because if they choose to stick with the Fostering Futures program, they can get job assistance, they can go to college, they can get help getting their own place and getting on their feet. They get all of that adult advice, care, and assistance that they are not getting from the parent who is no longer with them.
And Culver says the program can help improve the child's life.
It can change their lives. You know, there are some kids that wake up, or kids, I keep saying that, but if they wake up on their 18th birthday, they're now adults, technically, and some of them are so tired of what they have already been through that they just walk away. And so this Fostering Futures initiative is to try to stop that from happening and share all the information with them and all of the opportunities that are going to be available to them, including a college education.
Last year, just over 1,000 CASA volunteers advocated for almost 3,500 children in Arkansas. And that was Susie Cover. More information about the CASA program can be found by calling 501-766-5218 or by visiting arkansascasa.org. Also, you can visit our website, kasu.org, for more information.